From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurds claim yet another victory against the Islamic State in northern Syria. Kurdish-led forces in Syria captured the town of Ain Issa in the north, a town once held by the Islamic State group in their latest claims of advancement against the IS group in recent months. If true, the Kurds, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, are now about 50 kilometers from Raqqa, which the IS has declared the capital of its caliphate that spans across much of Syria and Iraq. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, recaptured the contested town of Kobani near Turkey early this year and have been chipping away at IS control in other areas along the border. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
We obviously have seen steady progress across northeast Syria. The United States and our coalition partners will continue to be engaged in that effort to drive back ISIL.
Meanwhile, UN investigators said sieges by government forces, rebel fighters, and IS militants are having a devastating effect in the conflict that shows no signs of abating. The UN says troops from another contingent of its Central African Republic peacekeeping force are suspected of sexually abusing children. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric would not name the troops' country of origin.
MINUSCA reports that it has received allegations of sexual abuse perpetrated against street children in Bangui by members of one of its contingents. The troop contributing member state was immediately notified and an investigation procedure was initiated. Medical care and assistance is now being provided to the alleged victims.
14 French soldiers are already being investigated for allegedly abusing children in CAR last year. According to witnesses, hungry children who approached the soldiers guarding a refugee camp were given food and water in exchange for sex. Troops from Chad and Equatorial Guinea are under suspicion. This is VOA News. The United States is hosting China for a seventh strategic and economic dialogue in Washington. On Tuesday, Vice President Joe Biden said cooperation among the world's two biggest economies is vital.
There will be intense competition. We will have intense disagreements. That's the nature of international relations. But there are important issues where we don't see eye to eye. But it doesn't mean we should stop working hand in hand because we don't see eye to eye.
Issues dominating the 3 days of talks include maritime tensions in the South China Sea and cybersecurity. Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi pledged to work with the U.S. in a spirit of openness to properly address the relevant issues. Researchers writing in the medical journal Lancet Infectious Diseases, published Tuesday, said the Ebola outbreak in West Africa left tens of thousands of malaria cases untreated. They discovered that outpatient visits in December 2014 fell at treatment centers across Guinea. They warned the number of malaria deaths during the Ebola outbreak will greatly exceed those caused by Ebola. Rwanda has denounced the arrest of its intelligence chief in the United Kingdom at the request of Spain, which seeks him on war crimes allegations, calling it unacceptable and an outrage. Karenzi Karake was detained at London's Heathrow Airport Saturday, is to appear in court Thursday for his alleged role in reprisal killings during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. It's a development welcomed by Ignacio Hoftis of the rights group Amnesty International.
We think that Spain, that has started an investigation in 2008 and nothing happened until today, is a good news for the fight against impunity of these grave human rights violations. So we hope that this person will come to Spain and will be judged before the Spanish courts.
Rwanda's foreign minister denounced the arrest, saying Western solidarity in demeaning Africans is unacceptable. The United States says it will pre-position some 250 tanks, along with other heavy weapons and military equipment, in six European countries, including the Baltic states, to reassure NATO allies against threats from Russia and terrorist groups. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter spoke to his Baltic counterparts Tuesday in Tallinn.
You lost your independence once before. With NATO, you will never lose it again. That's because the United States and the rest of the NATO alliance are absolutely committed to defending the territorial integrity of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, just as we are committed to defending all NATO allies.
The U.S. defense chief meets with NATO defense ministers Wednesday and Thursday in Brussels to discuss plans for dealing with Russia following the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and its ongoing support of Ukrainian separatists. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.